Good morning to all.
Modimo a tlhona lefatshe moena ke le boa go. Dumelang botlhe hoseng, ruri ke monyetla o mogolo ba mona hoseng hona, kerekaneng e ntlenyana ena tshebeletsong ya kgakolo botjha.
As I was just talking to Sister Hoover in the back room, she said it was once the Abli.
Jalo ka ke kopile le kgaitsedi Hoover ka phaposing e morao, o boletse ke a kgolwa e kile ya eba wa kereke ya Pilgrim Holiness.
Yes.
Kapaya United Brethren.
Pilgrim
Holiness ke a kgolwa e. Mme jwale e gakolwa botjha bakeng sa evangeli e tletse. Mme ena ke tshebeletso ya gakolo botjha.
And it's nice pastors we all know. Brother Hoover
is modisa wa yone ya motle jwa ka re tseba moena Hoover ke mahlankanyana ya tshepehang ya ikgethileng.
His mother, I knew her years ago. She and my family were just like
Mike ne ke mo tsiba dilimong tse fitileng yena le lelapa la ka e ne ka bana ba bile ba mmitsa Mme Hoover. O be a one a batla o phitse le rona nako e telele bana ba sale banyenyane mme ba mo tsibile ka tsela eo mme wa morapedi mohalaledi wa gagwe.
And her fine preacher boy that she prayed so
much for. Mme mo tsayana wa ya gabanu wa moreri eo a morapeletseng hakalo o file Kriste o phela ba hae. Mme a khethela go phela ba hae di tshebeletso tsa Modimo ya matla ohle.
And now today stands and picking up the church or the building here where it is laid probably dormant for so long to continue on the gospel
and the full gospel manner of measure.
Mrs. Hoover was just telling me, Mrs.
Mufumadi Hoover, just telling me that was her little girl playing the song at the school, the coming song of Only Believers. She had a teacher at the piano. Piano.
3 months ago, when they came in one day, she couldn't type it in. Now she can play. That's very fine.
I've got a girl sitting right here. She's been
teaching for about 5 years or more. I don't know what she's taught me in a new piano. She couldn't play it.
Unyasa khone le holetsa sefela ha monate jwalo ka ha ngwanana e wa khone. Go bontsha seo talenta tse abilweng se Modimo di leng sona. Into ba ntho eo o lekang ho ithaisetsa yona. Ya bona.
Now we are grateful that God has given this place to these people.
Jwale re motlotlo ha Modimo a file batho bana sebaka sena. Ke tshepile ba ne ka ba ntlo le sedie kgolo karolong ena ya na.
Now many times people think that
When they see a congregation,
and they think, well, this little church won't hold very many people. And I believe Brother LG told me, or some way, that his congregation is about 70 or 80 people, and something a little
smaller. Lentho e kang e mo tlhomong ke ka tlasana ka pa ka o dingwana o futa empa e tsamaela mono e sa qala fela.
They think, well, look at the churches and around the country ba kana hana be
sheba dikereke tse go potana ka jeno puteo tsa bona di balwa ka dikit
mme mo tlhomong tse ding ka dikaleng la tshebeletso bana le dikit. But to encourage this little group, that isn't exactly what God looks at numbers. He looks at He doesn't always place himself on the basis of quantity, quality. We see in the Bible in the 19th chapter of Acts where Paul passing through the upper coast came to Ephesus.
Yaba Paulus u haula le le bopole ka udimo atla FSC
meeting
a
sikela
kere ine le kere ya FSC ile ya pili mwae mwa kereke yona ele mu wa ntenolo ya Christ.
And in this church here there was
mika ara kere ina mona hone ho ina le batho ba le shumele metsi mmedi ka bo ho ngodile ka teng palo e o ine le batho ba le shumele metsi mmedi.
But if this church only had 12.
Empa hola kereke ena ene ina le shumele metsi mmedi fela ka pajolo ka kereke eo. Ni ine tsi ho modimo ka botlalo. A ka sebetsa ha holo ka ba le shumele metsi mmedi ho feta ka mo ka kgonang ka lefatshe lohle. Ke boinelo bo re nang le bo.
Where the truth of the gospel not only goes from the platform but
mo nti ya evangeli isa tseng ka laneng fela empa e iphumanela mongwalo dipilong tsa batho. Me ya arabe ka baka leo ke ka hona ile monyaka ho seng hona.
As I come in the door, I heard Brother Beeler offering prayer.
ha ke kena monyako ke utlwile moena bhila a nyehela thapelo mme ka mo nahana e le mokaubere mme lena e le letsatsi la poelang mme ehlile botlhe re motlotlo ga o bile le letsatsi la poelang.
And there can also be an Armistice Day here in the church. That when people who have been at war with themselves against God can sign the Armistice Day, have peace with God in Jesus Christ.
Ya khola ba roma ba botlano nngwe itse
jwale ha re beile
ba lukileng ka tumelo re na le khotsa ho modimo ka Jesu Kriste morena wa rona.
And now I've noticed of some people sitting here.
Me jwale ke lemoile ba bang ba batho ba dutseng mona moena le khaitse di Brent le metswale e me mona e tswang tabernakeleng.
Now this morning I was going to speak on a subject of the Sunday school.
Jwale o seng hona ke ne ke tlo bua ka tema ya sekolo sa Sonta ho seng hona tabernakeleng empa ke fitse ditse bosung bona ka baka la ho tla kwano sekolong ena.
The services will begin early. Ke tlo tla ka la pejana bosung bona. Le ya bona tabernakeleng ke mo tshetse ho baka la ne. Ke tlo tla bua ka hora ya bosupa re tla re skira die. And I have a long message. The subject is why I have
making a lay mulaita umulele, the manaki, who banning to be the Hassan Liberati, both of Pilay.
So,
Metaba El, you telling along, Cabalil, Lunava Tabernacle, Bamun, Che, Lifisa Pilhuna.
Now, Brother Hoover, I don't know how to thank the Lord this morning for.
Jwale moena uva a ke tiring ka lewa morena jwang o seng hona ka mohlankanyana ya inetse mo Kreste le hara batho ba habo mona ho tlisetsa batho molaetsa o tlotlehang ona wa Kreste. Nna ka bonna ke mo Kentucky ke tswa tlasana mona tseleng motsaneng o bitswang Bexville.
And asked you people around here as one Kentuckian.
Ke kopa lona batho ba tikolo ena mona jwalo ka mo Kentucky ho e mong.
Get out of the mountain,
the people here scatter the news ever, and come in.
If necessary, the Bible said, command and force them to come in, go to the highways and hedges, and compel, that is, force.
Come on in.
And Brother Hoover, I've known him for 2 years now, and I'm going to be a godly, consecrated boy.
Morena ke a tsena le fatse maitsiko a hae o.
I heard your little choir. I tried to look around the door.
Ke utlwe choir ya lona e nyane ka ka le ka o hlotsa monyako. Ke ne ka utlwa choir e nyane e bina.
That's right.
A go godise. Ke han.
You can be haphazard. O ka tsela la ka ntse when it comes to your eternal destination.
Keletso nya hao ya bo sa pele. O mpe o godise wa bona.
Just keep that on mind.
Hopola ho ke le lo. Hodi se a ruri ruri.
Don't take no chance. If you went to a restaurant, ordered a bowl of soup, and in that soup is a big spine.
How can a restaurant me reka se jana sa sopo, me wina le so go ha di ka hara sopo e ruri o no tla e khutli.
No sir.
O ne sa tlo e thetsa ho ha. Che mo ha.
Wa mo tlo me ka o bula.
Che ku ya se go sena se thetsing le sopo ena.
E ka go sa le fula ha. So if you're very careful about this body, which has to die, what about this soul that don't have to die? So I like all the word of God in the form of the full gospel. And so
I always believe and have confidence that Brother Hoover will keep his promise to God to preach to the best of his knowledge and the Evangeli e tletseng.
Sitting there hearing the little piano strike. Bodula mono ho tla se letsinyana se sa piano se tlinya le hlaso leo
dumela fela. Mora wa ka Billy Paul ha ke kholo a le teng mona hona jwale empa kitse.
Billy ho tla pinanyana eo ha itlinya le hlaso la dumela fela. I've heard that little song in about every language. Ntle thokonyana eo nkare ka puo ka ngwe tsa le hodimo impile tsa kalaneng. Ho tloa di trekeng tse ho hameng tsa art.
Ho ya kena kwana di khweng tsa tropic tsa borwa. Ka sa le fatsi, ho pota le fatsi. Mela fela ka medumo ya mantse a mefuta futa impile tsa kalaneng.
Someday when my life is finished on earth.
Ba tlile le mohlapelo ba ka bo fedile ne fatsi.
If I don't live to see his coming when they're placing me away, I believe
Jesus
Christ. Now, I have some scriptures here that I would like to refer to in this rededication of the building. Gracious and holy Father, as we come into thy presence, leaving this room, by faith we come to the throne of God, where that throne of all the Spirit that is in the sky is God. Whoever mortal may raise your color has a right to come. We thank thee for this great privilege that we can have today and have God. We thank thee for every member of thy body on earth today that has come to this great throne and has accepted the peace offering and the peace that passes understanding of the gospel. Now we pray, God, for this church, this group of people that's coming to this little building this morning for a dedication of love and tokens on their hands and heart to fix the place where that the people can come worship. And we pray, God, that you'll bless their efforts. And we pray that you'll bless the pastor, our gracious brother, and his wife, his family, the deacons, trustees, the board, the members, all together. And now as we open thy word today for consolation to know if these things that we do are in order with the scripture, or it's later than we think. We feel today that there's not too much time left, but we must be up and doing. We must be urging and compelling. Every member that's been ordained beforehand by the body of Christ that we spread this message to everyone, that every effort we could have put forth has been done. Father, bless thy word and speak to us now through thy word. While we listen with attentive hearts and open ears, glad that you receive that which you would have us to know. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, there may be many of you which it is customary that people sometimes mark down scripture or write them out, take notes, I'll do that same thing. And if you like to turn with me now to the first scripture reading, I have three places I'd like to read this morning. And that is 1 Chronicles 17:1-2. Acts 7:44-5. Now first we will read from Chronicles 17:1-2. And then secondly, we'll read at the book of the Acts of the Apostles, at the 7th chapter we'd like to begin to read the 44th verse of the 7th chapter. Night came to pass as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, though I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under ground. Then said Nathan unto David, Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with you. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying,
Go tell David my servant,
thus saith the Lord, I shall not build my house for David, I have not dwelt in a house since David and I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Now in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning 7th, 44th verse, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness.
As he had appointed speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen,
which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God prayed out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before God and was desirous to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High loved not temples made with hands, as said the prophet, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Have not my hands made all these things? And in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body has thou offered. We are very familiar with the reading of these set scriptures at
we want to speak on for a few moments.
Now, David, under desire and revelation, thought in his heart a very gallant thing.
When David beat a bare man and
well-mourned with the people, God had blessed him in so many ways. And he said, now, is it right that I sit here in a nice home that the Lord has given me and the ark of the covenant of my God under that was a very gallant thing. It was a revelation for David to know this. Because it wasn't just right for him to have such a lovely place under the house made of cedar, the very expensive, and so that the ark of the covenant of my God, who gave me all these things, is still out there under the tent. And Nathan the prophet, knowing that God was with David, he said, David, do all that's in your heart, for God is with you.
Otherwise, when God gave me revelation,
that was all working. And that night, the Lord came to this seer and the prophet Nathan and said, Go tell my servant David. I like that. And I admire his courage.
Oh, come and see his thoughts of me to build this place.
But he said, I haven't dwelt in a house. I haven't had a place to stay when I come down to earth to look my people over. I haven't had a place to stay even since I Israel. I haven't commanded and the judges to build me a house of cedar, but I went from tent to tent.
That isn't just about the moment of a day.
I I went from tent to tent and from place to place
to meet with my people.
He said, go tell David, as the scripture further reads,
I'll tell you for out there in that future
your father. And I made my great. I've cut off your enemies from right side to the left side. I love you, David.
And I know that your desire is to try. I know that your ambition is loyal. I know that
you love. You can see the Psalms, how David is constant thinking of God.
Too many of us today
think of our own achievement. Something that we could do to better ourselves. But David was constantly thinking of what he could do for God. I know your desires, David. I want you to know one thing. You were just a little boy, not knowing anybody in your evening day, if you reached out there to pick her up. I was with you. And I've cut your enemies off from your right hand to your left hand.
But your desires are
correct. But David, you're a man of war. You're a man that shed blood. I can't let you do this. But I will promise you that through the fruit of your loins, I'll raise up your son. And he'll build
the temple.
Now, we all know that the earthly only types the heavenly, the natural only types the spiritual.
But really, the one that he was speaking of was Christ in the temple.
But he was Solomon, David's son in natural flesh. Later, we read in 1 Kings, if you would like to read it,
Empire the Salomon, Murawada feet, a cat how Nanu. Amurawara Bala, Homer and Apil, Halatawe Bala Hur, Ida Ha Temple, Elda Fita Nataya Ha,
who was Salomon in the Munawa Hoto, Wabusha. He didn't go to war like David.
Akayan to Enzolaka Fita, Meatsula Madi Amanga, in Ele Munawa Hot.
And God gave him wisdom when he was asked for what he made before God, he only asked for wisdom to know how to lead his people. And
he
never taken the great gifts that could have been done, but he just asked for wisdom to know how to lead his people to the best. And I think we in praying ourselves, if we would just ask for that, just for understanding or something that would be better for the children of God. I truly think that's this pastor of my church. I'm taking this old church
redeeming
today. It's time to find a place out of the rain and the snow for us to be prepared. I think God would respect him in this boy the same as he did in David. Now we find out that there lays a great spiritual application here.
And I would like mainly
to refer to. Now, if you read the First Kings, you'll find that in this, Solomon began as a young man.
Salomon Utala Elemusankanyana, who had temple in a Eltai, and I tepisiwe, Kamudimu weha.
You see, he stays in line with the scripture and promises.
They are born Udula Mutin, Wamangolo, Utepiso. Well, I guess our son and Amochia, the Kamisawa Atea, Udula Mutin, what is it to Samudim?
No matter how, who such what a lay come over Bonahala, who is here, who Taleka Mona, Kamani, scripture. And Solomon knew that God had promised David that he would build a temple. Now, if you notice, the material wasn't found only in Palestine, that this temple, because it just wasn't there.
Temple ina
kaobani ina simoni fela alukela ho ya ka lefatshe lohle lefatshe tse jwang kumana dikarolwana tsena tse tla kena tempeleng ena. What a beautiful application that is. that God don't just cut his materials out of Jews only, or out of the white only,
or red,
if while they were cutting the stone of a certain kind that was found in such a part of the country, and maybe cutting a stone over in another nation to fit this stone that was cut in another nation. Now, it might have seemed very strange to the people passerby that seen the odd-looking stone being cut. I think he's doing the same thing today. To antitype, he's cutting that stone. Now we find out that the materials being cut in their own native land was a peculiar material cut in another native land. And we find out that they were all transported from the ox cart, so some of them come by sea, and some by ox cart, and some floated down the top of a raft, and so forth, and then hauled in. All together they were coming to one place for one purpose, and that was to fulfill the command of God. And the cedars were the up in Lebanon. And the Lebanon cedars was the most noted cedar of all the world. Why today there's one place in Redwood now, California. And there's one place they call it in Africa, Musselbank. There's a famous forest called Steepwood. It's never found anywhere else but there. And there is different timbers that's found in different parts of the country, and cedars was found at a very hot, hard, because of the country. Warmer the country, harder the timber becomes. That has a spiritual application too. Cold and indifferent. Now, we find that these great cedars were hewn down by hewers. Now, if you notice, Solomon never varied one bit from the pattern that Moses saw on Mount Sinai. And when Solomon built the temple, he made it just exactly the way he seen the pattern. Moses pitched the tent for a perpetual type, because it was moved from place to place. But Solomon, he made the tabernacle just exactly in the fashion that was put together in heaven. What a spiritual application we could apply here. That we are never to leave the scripture. That's the reason I believe that the way the first church was patterned, that's the way the next one should be patterned. When they were brought together, they were so perfectly fit.
That
in the space of 40 years,
they had taken the construction up,
there wasn't one stone to be resawed. There wasn't a buzz of a saw or a sound of a hammer for 40 years.
Talk about
masonry, carpentry. Now, that showed that when we are doing anything, and doing
it in the pattern
that God has set before us, now, many of those stones look very odd. But there was a place in the temple where every odd peculiar stone was placed for them. Amen. Our ministries, which is a beautiful type of
prayer,
shows that in our peculiar area, our way of worship, yet when the temple, the real temple that we will come to after a minute,
temple together, there will be a place
for every odd peculiar
person.
May look a little funny to someone else.
It's a little funny, but remember,
it's the place
it's
there for us. God is cutting out His church. And every stone has its place exactly to it. And remember, it was
cut
from the place it was cut together at. But when it came together, it didn't need even honing.
Empa hale kopana mo hale akala hloka ho ntlafatsa
dine
le tseleng ka fadise modimo no le tseditse o le kana sibaka salona ka o phetha.
Oh, what a type there we find of the spiritual. How did every gift of God,
oh ke papiso e ka ka e ri tsumana mono ya moya ka mo ne o engwe le engwe ya modimo boitshwaro bo bo le bo bong bo ilwang ba ba kreste ba tswetseng na bobedi
bo tsholleng
ga bona empa bona le sebaka sa bona boa lekana mmeleng bo kena madulong a bona a
tshwanetseng
me bongata ba rona bo ka leka gore jwale taba eo ga se ya modimo le sole le lokileng le halalelang le itetseng la sefapang.
We stood in church tonight and we heard such a thing. That can't be God. But if it's in line with the pattern, if it's in line with the scripture,
it may be odd,
but it's
going
to have its place. It will fit right in and it won't even need honing or polishing. It will go to its place. Now, we notice in the building down here, the next chapter, that in this building, there was one stone that actually two odd to four.
So the builders rejected it.
So they just pitched it over in the corner and said, that stone is actually too odd to be used. There's no such a place. Now remember, it was the builders who should have known
different.
Jesus spoke of it. But come to find out, they had built the building so high until they missed the stone.
And they didn't know where that stone was.
They might have searched all the ships. They might have run through every ox cart. They might have sent messengers up into the Jesus spoke of it and said, "Have not you read of the stone that the builders rejected was the chief cornerstone?" Amen. The head of all of it. The rest of the building rested upon it. And I think in the building today of the spiritual house that God worships in. We have come with our denominations and we have laid them in sincerity. We have sent our boys to school to educate them to speak well before creation, learn them psychology and Bible history. And we have did everything and built fine pews and made high towering steeples and beautiful music and we've tried to build it out of man-made material. We tried to build it upon education, upon scholarship, upon denomination, and all these things But as the building began to materialize, they that's where the spiritual builders today, and that's why the bride building of Christ is not ready, or the bridegroom is because that the builders has rejected the chief cornerstone that was laid on the day of Pentecost, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's been odd. People act funny, and they kicked it out. Because it was too odd. Amen. It ought to be a group of polished scholars. Most of it has been through the And then we find out when it comes down to actual the building, all we've got is some mortar and rock. Now, we find out in the next chapter that when the builders found out that they were wrong, yet they had all these stones there. Now, We already have the stones. The stones God foreordained.
Amen.
And we've got them all the way from Ephesus to Laodicea.
Amen.
And when these great stones are confessions, now we know that confession is a stone. Now the
Catholic
people say that
the
Jesus speaking and he said, above the rock or stone, I'll build my church. Now the Roman church of Catholicism says it was Peter because he was a stone. Now, we find out then the Protestant says that it was Christ the stone.
Protestant
but
not Christ
to be disagreeable. But if you just look at it was Peter's confession and revelation of who Christ was.
For he asked Christ
and it was the question that was involved. Who does man say, I am the Son of Man and some said Moses, some said Elias, Peter said, thou art the Christ,
amen,
the Son of the living God. You never learned it in a book. You never heard it in a seminary. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it to you. That is the real church. Not a mortar and brick and stone and so forth. But the real church is built upon But what in the day that when Solomon had completed the temple and the chief cornerstone as soon as the
temple.
May I say this with all reverence and with all respect when our builders today accept the rejected instead of pushing all the people a bunch of holy boys. But did you notice, after the building was completed, it was still an empty building. Now the great day of dedication come. Now without something there to worship, the building would have been in vain. And when the Levites and the priests with thousands blasting the sky and the Levites positionally took their place, went into the corner and got their
pole,
went them through the
fakena khone me banka me jaro ya bona hu hotela muhwelenya areka mo matapa alizwe ana ale kahar
two tables of stone
matapa amabedi alizwe lizwe le tswana bubedi bona bubung ya lo e tswana silikani se tswana.
When these two tables of stone with the cherubim and the wings pitched across one to another,
it was only a consecrated
ministry of the earth. No man could
come
outside of that. If he did, he died. And they cut these poles knowing that they were
And they picked it up from its tents. The trumpet in the Hobby Valley Pesaleme, Musti Ulopala Utali Pofolon Tesulen, Saint Yehelon Jehov.
Down through the building of dedication they came. Till they brought it to
a Batabafita Haramuawa Hakul. Baba is Samoy Pumulante.
Down into the Sambu Holokanin,
Bama Julo Hadi Ama Holo, Ana Etenitoyo.
And when it fit down and finally come to its resting place, the ark, the Bible says that the Lord
must
descend down upon the place to fill the entire temple. The pillar of fire came in there with such great glory that the ministers could not minister anymore. But all of the glory of God. That's when it found its final resting place.
The worship of the Lord that followed the axe in the
corner, the capping
stone.
All other stones was of non-effect until then.
The head of the place.
We read now and take from the dedication of the
temple.
Let us go now to Acts the 7th chapter.
And the 44th verse, and we start in quotation.
Stephen, in his notable sermon, as he preached,
Solomon built him a temple.
Because it was promised to David that he would not promise David that he would build the temple. And God in a type, which was to be taken away by an antitype. Just like the sacrifice of the lambs and the dedication was a type of the real lamb coming.
All natural types of the lamb.
And we find out that when David built this temple, and we find out that when this is taking place, Stevens is speaking of it. He said, our fathers found
God before God.
Bontatarona, Bafumana, Mohau Pilamohimu,
Miss Salomon, Amohaira Tempe, Impa Fale, Yahudimu Dimu, Hadi Tempe, and Saint Kamato.
As the prophet said, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool, and where is my
prophet Abule? Nehodimu Kitironia, Nedifati Kibunamelaba Motua, Mika and Triolikan Kahelanio, Nehodimu Kitironia, and the Fastunamelaba Motua.
Then how beautiful Hebrews 10:5, but a body has thou prepared me.
Amen.
Showing that God was going to die.
And when this body had been made a sacrifice. The correct
sacrifice. That
God came to his own body, which was his bride. And there have been 120 temples that God had
made.
Temples
that God had made.
God came to his resting place where he finds rest. What a shame, what a disgrace, what a disposed that Nimrod's God always fills this temple at the day of dedication. The temple is not this little building here. The temple is not the one in Salt Lake City. The temple is not the one in Rome. You are living images of God. And if we'll come back to the original dedication, and we'll open our hearts and God's dedication as we give it to him will fill the temple.
e be mo modimo ya phelang a tla tsamaya ka gare a kereke e phelang magareng a batho ba phelang mme o tla phuthulola kganya ya gae e be mmogo ka tsatsi le leng e mong a le tena le e mong a le tena le e mong a le karolong e nngwe ya naga o tla kopana mmogo go bopa monyadiro re tla nkelwa sebakeng go kopana le
ene This building that the people with their tokens of their livelihood.
Moao ona o ba tshe ka mitsebeti ya bophelo ba bona ka lerato la bona o Kriste ba rapedi ba gakolang ka Jesu nna ene ya o rapela e o ba ba ka tla mme ba rapela
now my sincere prayer is that
yale tapelo ya ka e tshepe ya nkure
will dedicate his own rapedi bo bo le bo bo mo rapedi e mo le mo
a ke a gakole tempele ya hae ka boye ho rapela ka hara tempele e gakoletseng ho rapela
So as our time is gone, but God has no time.
Let us remember, how late is it? Har hopule, na ko ifikile hakai, kishebile ba tuba hudile, hukawa morao fitaka molinga hana, kishebile ba tuba ba cha, bananya, shebam banawa banyanya ba ba manu, papu mweta tileli. Basetsana bao ba rusulu mosa ba bakae ba bona ka selemo dikete ka mafu a pelo mo pitse holi ke se fela e ka ba bolayang dikotsing tsa mmi ga re tsebe o le motšha ga kae kapa o tsofetse ga kae nako e e tla fitlha neneng karete ya gago e tla hulwa neneng rake ga o motho ya tsebang ga e se modimo ke
hane
Jwale e re satlile kwano ka jeno gakolong ya sesebediswa sena mona moo barapedi ba tlang go rapela modimo o phelang gobaneng re sa inele go rapela modimo o phelang mme re mo dumelele gore tlatsa ka sebele sa gae
mme
ke moo re tla bona kganya ya shekina e gotlela tlong ya modimo o phelang e le mmele wa motho kereke ya modimo o phelang moo ka tsoseletso e golo e tla gaola nageng ena go kotoloa metsi ena le gotlhe mona go tla ba le lerata le legolo ele ba ne ba seka sitwa go iphodisa ga o mokgwa wa o ee e nagana le ne le ka tsedisa stefanes gele o ne a tshwana le ntlo e tšhang nakong ya sefifo gele le ne le ka sitwa go mothiba e sita le senhadrini e sitile go mothiba mme le ya tseba e sita le lefu ka bolona le sitile go mothiba a nna a phela mme ka jeno o a phela mme o tla phela ka metlha o ba ana ena le bophelo bo sa feleng
mme
e le ntlo e gakoletseng tshebeletso ya modimo ke nagana ntho eo kereke ena e ka etsang oseng gona o tlhompha tsotlhe tse entseng ga re neela modimo moao bakeng sa tshebeletso le rona re ke re inegele ga re emeng motsotsi jwale
Each in your own way, in the respective way that you like to pray.
I rededicate myself today.
I want each of you to do that. Let's rededicate the building. Let's dedicate ourselves. Our Heavenly Father, we are most humbly and sincerely assembled here this morning in great appreciations of the love that you have shown to this congregation
for
giving to them of this building for worship and for giving this congregation this pastor, a minister of the word. And now, Heavenly Father, as a place being dedicated for worship.
We as
worshipers
lay aside
everything
and put on the altar everything
that's not like you and anything that would contrary to your word. Anything, any creed, any denominational thought, or any thought that a neighbor or anyone else
both here and there
or whether it would be that would come to us as a thought of this
kind
being a holy, sanctified vessel, anything, any man, or angel,
or being a holy,
sanctified
vessel,
or whatever it be, that's
for
these days, that is spoken out in your word, not what one saith, but what you said.
For it is written, let every man's word be a lie and not true.
If there's anything in us that would keep us from believing the true word and knowing the revelation of Christ, as he said to Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. If there's anything contrary to that, take it away from us, Lord. We lay it aside ourselves. We cast it out.
And accept this grace that chief cornerstone.
That's the foundation of the
relationship with God.
We accept that. Father, bless this little church. Keep the buildings.
Babalani ayo ena yemi mi barapeli bakiba puthele kwano nako le nako sebeletse nyengwe le nyengwe ho bene le rata la mudimo le lengata ha kana ha rabona ho bata sika o arohana
dipilo ka bona dikala balabela ho popana tinya mudimo
fana ka tsena morena
and may they be so salty mi ba o ke be le tsai ha kalo
le ka ha o bule le tsai le fana
Mapilo abona ke ana fale me a phethe moyeng o halabelang
ke tla ba go ke ka mathuko se tla laba labela o tsana le bo fana ka sena morena ba etse mihlala fana ka sena ntata
now take each one of us as we give the church the building to you we give ourselves to you a ho wena
le rona ri nela ho wena ka boinelo bo boholo
and may the Holy Spirit and all of his divine power.
Mi moya o halelang ka mata a hae ho se a kgetheileng ka khanye ya hae ya
sekhi. O tota o tshewa
o lepela ka botsofeleng bohle. Ho tsena dipilong tsa rona morena.
O fumana madilo a hae ba ke sa
matla tsana a tshekelo.
And call us to the service as messengers.
Mi uri bileta mo tsebetsi. Jalo ka ba rumuwa. Mo tsamo ini isin se faleng. Impatientation in sama fura. Bati e sa se sang. Ho se fela ho pakela ra le bisi. Mo tsanya no wa di kuranta. Ka pa se o ka ba ntona.
Make us testimony. Ke fetule mo pa ke le madu a pilang a tla tsen ka ka nya se kina. Mo yo halalela ka se bi ka hai. Ka tsa di pilo tsa rona le mapilo ntate.
Mme mo sa di tsebeletse di pedile bona go di male fatshe re ke re kopane mo re sa arohana re rengwe ka di tsa rona tse mo di mo a re yentseng ka tsona ke re ke ntse kgolo e e di ka mo ya diwa
shall be caught up from this earthly tabernacle of habitation here
o tang kwa mo tsa ne mo na wa le a wa le fatshe mo na me o tla fetula ka motsotsi ka o pa ya hali me o tla khibira mo le ena o kopana le ena sebakeng
re ya tla lo ntsa le nyalo la konyana or we give ourselves in this church holy and consecrated as we can, Father, in the service in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated. How many of you say, by God's grace and by
God's
help,
I surrender my heart.
Come, Lord Jesus, and just fill me with your Holy Spirit. Just make me what you want me to be. If I'm contrary in the vice that you put me in the movie, which I have a right to give this right away, don't let me be a miscut stone. Let me yield to the saw. Just make me what I am, what you want me to be. That's the way we want it, isn't it?
Are phamise matwaro na jwale mere bine tsela sena sa khale se tlotle ya sa kebeke ke tsa fitisetsa tshebeletso ya lona go modisa wa lona
I love him because he first loved me just my salvation on Calvary.
Mudimo, our son of the father, 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 Mudimo, our Re kwale maso a rona re inamiseng tseo tsa rona mme re phamisitse matso ao a mabedi go yena.
My salvation.